Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we are doing this again.
That's Srinivasan.
Rupen Paul.
Welcome once again, everyone, to listening to the Frustrations Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in once again.
You got it right. You didn't say right room.
I didn't say the right room. Oh my God. I got to be on control, man. Too many podcasts to handle.
Hi, sir. The Rupen Paul Podcast, man.
So once again, we are here and this is our fourth episode and we are going to talk about something that I don't do too much. Something that Krithath obviously does more than me. We're talking about partying.
Drugs.
That's basically partying. Yeah. But dude, when was the first time? Okay, this is the first question I'm going to ask you to start the conversation. When was the first time that you ever saw drugs at a party?
Drugs as in what? Are we looking at like hardcore drugs or are we just talking about drugs? Like even weed counts?
Okay, let's go with weed.
Because I saw weed very early in college, Bangalore, engineering, like back then. So this is 2010. Was the first time.
Right.
But I was very hesitant to try drugs.
Right.
Like the most I've tried drugs is passive.
Okay. But this is like still 18, right? Not earlier than that.
No. Not earlier than that. I've been a very good boy that way.
That means you hung around the right people, man, all the time.
No, even when I hung around the wrong people, or quote unquote wrong people, how we would call them. My parents would. I never was interested, man, for some reason.
Like, yeah.
I was so inclined to drinking alcohol, like even till today.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love alcohol. But like just something about drugs repels me. I feel like it's too hyper for me.
It's too hyped?
Hyper.
It's too hyper? In what way?
Yeah. Just it feels like a very extreme form of intoxication for me.
All right, it's like going too far to get high.
Yeah. Oh, I can't do it. But I love alcohol. It's a nice, low, steady high. It's perfect.
Hmm. So was the first time that you ever had alcohol at a party and when was it?
Oh, this is so weird. It sounds like so lame, but my college freshers party.
Oh, this is very cliche, dude. Very corny.
Yeah. This guy bought me a beer and he was like, do it, macha, nothing will happen. Like,
was this a senior?
So I did that. No, he was a classmate of mine. And he got me a beer. And he was like, yeah, just have it. And I had a beer. Nothing happened. I was like, oh, shit, this is lame. But now I'm starting to really enjoy drinking. Like, that is where it started. But then also, like, I've always been around good parties. Like, because my family was, like, my dad was in the Air Force.
Oh, right. Correct.
Like, nothing in the civilian world can catch up to the parties that I have seen.
Yeah. How were the parties while growing up? Because I have heard of like people in the defense talking about how good it was when everyone got together and socialized.
Yeah, man. It actually felt like there was always a reason to celebrate. Everybody was at the top of their behavior. It was like a good event. Everybody would get dressed up and wear that one sari, that one suit that you've been waiting to.
All right.
You know, and then you would gather. It was always a slow burn. It was never like, yo, short. It was never that.
Right. And yeah, you kind of enjoyed everything like throughout the day. It was not like
it was nice.
Load.
Yeah, it wasn't. There were never hooligans because you would never fit in. So.
Yeah.
It's so cool to see like my parents dancing to Bollywood music after four drinks.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. So I think you grew up with like the right, like they set the right standards, right? In terms of
I think that's
socialized.
That's a defense advantage. Yeah. Now, like normal parties are just loud, boring places for me.
Yeah, man. I get what you're saying. And I also think, right, like, you know, you were talking about like how parties are a slow burn. And I think that, I mean, obviously, like I'm an old soul. But I hate people, man. Like, I hate people. I have been to a few parties where there have been like one or two people who are partying like it's the last day that they're going to party. So they're going really fast. I don't know what the urgency is. Like, they're drinking really fast and they're doing shots and then they get wasted. I hate people who get wasted.
I hate people who get wasted because you're the sober one. That's why, right?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, but also, like, have you noticed, like, the person who gets wasted, like, there's always one person who gets wasted, and it becomes someone else's responsibility to take care of that person. And usually it falls on the person who's the most sober in that group, which has, in history of my life, has happened to be me.
Yeah, man, I can totally visualize you taking care of drunk people.
No, and I don't know why, dude. Like, it's horrible. And I think that's where, like, see, I don't have any leadership quality at all. Okay, there's nothing in me that wants to be a leader or take charge of any situation, right?
Right.
But I think this was the first time in life, like, after I had, like, friends who were passing out and getting wasted, that I had to just become a leader in that moment. So, which is why I'm such a faulty leader.
But there's also two ways to look at it. You either become a leader or you become a dad.
Oh, shit. I think that's what I am. Oh, crap.
Yeah,
I can't.
You become a dad. Horrible. No more drinks for you. Yeah, but that's what could happen. This very slight, it's a very fine line. Because I remember me and you and a bunch of comedians, friends of Ajay Samson, we'd gone to Masala Coffee.
Yep, yeah.
The concert, yeah. And we had a show before that where I bombed like no man's business.
I remember that.
Yeah, and then the bartender happened to be one of the guys from our comedy shows. And he kept pouring me larger than large drinks. For the cost of a large. And I was damn smashed, but I remember how obnoxious I was to you that night.
Yeah, you were hot. You warned me. First of all, there was a girl who had come who I've not seen for like more than 10 years. More than 15 years. Right? And she had come to watch us perform. And then she'd also come to the party.
Yeah.
And you wanted me to add you on a group with her and then exit the group. That was pretty funny. Yeah,
that's the worst way to impress and pick up women. Oh my god.
Yeah.
So some parties just go haywire. But you were a very good father figure to me that day. Like, hey, Krita, keep it in your pants.
I was not a father figure.
Yeah. Okay, tell me one quality that you gained from party management that you can use in your work life. One leadership skill.
I know how to. Yeah, if it's. Let me thinking. I think probably, like, you know, if something has to, if an emergency has to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know how to maintain my cool while, like, there's a fire that's happening and I'm booking a cab for everyone to go back home. No, that's the worst thing. Oh God, that's the worst thing. The worst thing is you got to book cabs for your friends who are too drunk, right? I remember one time we were at this party. And this was not even like a fun party. It was an office party. And those are the worst, man. Like, you have not been in an office and you should be happy because office parties are the worst. Because, you know, the problem is when you work in a corporate, you lie so much and put on such a front, right? You know what
and
I mean?
You're so you pretend formal. To be cooler than you are.
Yeah, you pretend to be not cooler. You pretend to be more polite and more civil as a human being than you actually are.
Right. Like, you have a work persona.
Yeah, you have a work persona, which is a lie that you basically have to deal with from Monday to Friday, right? And then when it's a work party, the thing is, this is the problem. This is the dilemma. Now, you put on this work persona, in your words, right? And there's free alcohol. And you can drink how much ever you want to, right? And then you still have to keep your job. You still have to have your job back on Monday. So it's really difficult. So everyone would get really drunk and I wouldn't drink that much, right? So I had to book everyone's cabs. And then at the end, they'll be like, hey, you know what? We're not going to go in cabs. We'll just go by ourselves. We'll go walking because it's too late and it's not safe for us to go back home. Someone will take advantage of us. So now I have to convince the cab drivers, hey, it's been a mistake. I'm really sorry. And I'm sending all these cab drivers away. So I think disaster management, dude. I think I can be a good disaster manager.
See, now that sounds like a very, like, that's a... It's so sad that that's the silver lining to partying for you. Leadership.
Yeah.
Leadership. Yeah, but are you big into those parties where people dance?
See, it depends. Like, first of all, are you a good dancer? Do you think you're a good dancer?
No, but I'm not a bad dancer.
Right. Okay. See, I
like
know...
when I dance, people won't be like, "What is this? What is wrong with this guy?" But they'll also, like, pick fun of me. Like, I'm comically bad.
Yeah, I think that comes from also being a comic, because you're self-aware. You'll be like, hey, I know I'm bad, but I'm still enjoying myself. That's that weird thing of being a comic, which is there when you dance, which is cool. Like, I know for sure I'm not a good dancer. Okay. So what if everyone else, like, see, like, you must understand, like, I'm Christian, right? Like, most of us, we are so religious that most of us are like losers. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And a good number of us, at least, I shouldn't speak for everyone. A good number of us, at least the close circle that I am aware of, are losers. So like, if they happen to be at a party, or people who are losers happen to be at a party, then obviously I'm going to be dancing.
Oh, right? So people whom you think I am better than this guy.
For sure. It's just that. It's just that I'm better than you, and I'm going to show it, and I'm going to have more fun than you can have, and I'm going to be happier. Dude, you know what? I think it's a comic thing. I don't know if you feel, but you know, when you feel people being like unnecessarily grumpy, right? You want to prove to them like, hi, you're grumpy for like no reason. There's no reason why you have to be so serious.
Yeah, I just want to be Santa Claus every day.
So. Yeah, you want to be happy and show them at their face, right? I think that's the only reason why I dance. It's very mean-spirited. There's nothing good about it.
but
if everyone's great at dancing, dude, like, you know, if everyone's like really, really great at dancing, I'm not going to be part of that. I'm going to sit in the corner with the other side of people and judge them and say like, why are you so good at dancing?
That is true.
How is it going to help you?
You know, this happens when you go to karaoke bars on weekdays. Yeah. And these professional singers come there and they're killing it, dude. And I'm like, hello, that's not why karaoke. This is not an open mic. I came here to get drunk and sing badly. And you are coming here and killing it with your like perfect pitch and shit.
Yeah.
And then I'm just demotivated to like have fun.
Yeah, it's like you do, just because you brought your talent over here, you ruined the entire mood of this place.
Yeah, stop bringing your talent to the dance floor unless it's like India's Got Talent or some shit.
Exactly. I really don't like such people. I don't like people who are really good at dancing, who really know to dance, coming and dancing at a party. That's stupid.
Oh, have you noticed like when some people who are really good at dancing, like a circle forms around them?
and they're like, oh, look
at this guy. This dude's doing headstands in a party. Like nobody's paying you, man. Just like shake a leg and go home.
They're absolutely right. It's like a very like an, it's like that alpha thing, right? Like there's an alpha in every group, right? And when you're in a dance floor, there's one alpha who knows how to dance, right? And then everyone forms a circle around that alpha and they all start doing the same moves. And now that guy should feel bad. If he feels bad, he should feel bad. Like, hey, did I work so hard to become a choreographer at a place where no one knows how to dance? He said, exactly, you earned it.
Now that's where your career is going. Drunk parties. I went for one Bollywood night though. It was a school reunion. We met after maybe 10 years. And we all decided like we're going to go to this place called Sugar Factory. It used to be in Le Meridian Hotel.
Yep.
It shut down, of course. And they had these late night parties, go until 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
This Bollywood night. And my friends are like, let's go, man. We meet once a year. This is that once a year ritual meeting when everybody comes from abroad and we get drunk. And
is this towards the end? I'm guessing it's towards the end of the year.
Yeah, usually towards the end of the year, December holiday, whenever we get up. So we go for this Bollywood night and I dance because it's dark and dingy and they're all my friends from school. So I obviously dance and I realize I lost 3 kilos that day, dude.
Did you?
Yeah, at least.
Like,
at least,
actually,
like at least 2 kilos. I felt lighter, like in weight, in saying in cardio. And it felt very counterproductive because I dressed up really well for this party, quote unquote party.
That's exactly the problem.
And in fact, 10 minutes I was drenched too.
Yeah.
I should have worn workout clothes in one.
Because you make such you should wear workout clothes, man. it makes such an effort to look good. Because the thing is, the problem with clubs, okay, I've never understood this, but it does make sense. It does make sense, okay, like to go to a club well-dressed. I'm not saying you should go to a club in flip-flops or in sandals or in like shitty shoes or in shitty clothes. It does make sense to, you know, go
dress for the occasion,
But I hate the fact that it's a rule at clubs. Just the fact that it's a rule at clubs, there's something off-putting about it. Like the fact that you have a say on the clothes that I wear. And you're not going to let me or let certain people in based on how they are dressed, even if they have the money to pay that. I hate that shit.
That is some form of discrimination. Nobody's fighting.
Sorry?
Nobody's fighting this form of discrimination. Like,
it's a horror. There's so much of discrimination at clubs, dude. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. But do you notice that most club clothing or party clothing is very counterproductive to partying and clubbing.
Exactly.
Like high heels, you can't dance in them. Jackets, they're too hot to dance in them. Like everything that you wear to a party is designed to...
Women had to wear makeup. It's going to get rubbed off in like 20 minutes into dancing because there's so much of just perspiration that's happening over there.
Oh, dude. Oh, it's such... We're just making partying look like such a mad dog world.
Yeah, but why would anyone party? Like, see, I understand the fact that if you're celebrating something, right? Mm. I remember this one time I was at this club which is somewhere in Bangalore, okay, and there was this bachelorette party that was happening, okay, and it was just three women. That was the bachelorette party, and they had basically, I think this girl was going to get married. This
girl was so sad. was she wearing a crown and shit?
She was wearing a crown and she had that sash. You know,
and there were just three people. Yeah. That's his bride-to-be, yes.
It was her and her two of her friends, okay? And like, going by the party, I think she initiated the entire plan.
And only three people showed up.
Two of her friends showed up. It was not even three people. So it was her and two people. So three people in total, right? And dude, I've seen funerals that were happier, dude.
Oh my god, some of these bachelor parties are unreasonable, man. You don't need them.
Yeah, have you been on one? Forget a bachelor party. Have you been on like a bachelor trip, right?
That I have done.
Like, yes. A gigantic bachelor's party.
My friend is getting married, and it happened to be around my birthday the weekend. So we're like, let's make a birthday / bachelor trip to Goa because cliche shall live on.
Right, of course.
We went to Goa, and it was like any other Goa trip, dude. Except the next time this guy would have come with us, he would have been married. That's pretty much it.
Oh, okay. But you didn't like party every night.
No, we just got really drunk because none of us like partying. That's the beauty of that trip.
Right. And I'm guessing like your friend was getting married to like someone who we knew.
Yeah, she was a close friend of ours. They were like high school sweethearts.
Yeah, that's exactly my point. All of these bachelor trips, right? All of these bachelor parties. Or forget bachelor trips and bachelor parties, both, right? First of all, they have to be at some place where there's something, you know, edgy about it. It has to be like at the island where there's something like a strip club or like a sex.
Where there's some stigma. Like that,
right? Yeah, there has to be some stigma. I'd be like, ooh, this is one last time that you could do this, right? And even if you see that movie, The Wolf of Wall Street, which I'm guessing you've seen, right? Which
yes, of course.
Like The Wolf of Wall Street, dude, like... There was a scene in the movie where they've chartered an entire aircraft. It's not even like it's not one of the small aircrafts. It's like a huge jet, right?
Yeah.
They've chartered one of these, right? And they're on this, and there are hookers, and they're like, you know, blowing each other, and they're like, you know, having sex on the
pool. Yeah, drugs. None of the parties they show on film are like common man possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh man, but where were you going with your thought?
No, it's exactly what you're saying. Like none of the parties that they show in films, right, are actually realistic to like organize.
Yeah, they seem very expensive. They're just doing 4 or 5 shots. I'm like, do you know each of those cost $600? Like,
yeah, you can't do so much.
Look at it from a common man's perspective. Like I am looking at this guy and they're like, okay, shots, and we just do 3 at a time. I'm like, 3 at a time, that just cost you $2,500, dude. How are you going to pay for the cab?
Yeah, what about rent for the rest of the... Is this... that's just bad financial planning. That's how you look at it, dude. That's how you look at it. When you see a party that's being shot in film, you'll be like, that's not... They're not having fun. That's just poor financial planning. They're probably eating some shit food towards the end.
Yeah, man. And also, it's not possible to party like that.
Yeah, the way they show partying in films is not very realistic. Like even that party at the Wolf of Wall Street, dude. Like the party, first of all, doesn't start in an island. If you remember the film, it starts on the plane, right?
Yeah.
And having sex on the plane.
Yeah.
And then after like 45 minutes from, not even 45 minutes from that scene, it's like an hour and a little more from that scene. That dude's marriage ends in a divorce. Like shit, obviously. That marriage was over before it even started.
Yeah, before the flight took off.
Right when they were in the plane, when the first hooker was booked a ticket. Yeah. That marriage is already over. Like, you don't have to enjoy that
much.
What were you asking?
There is, yeah, there's some, it reaches a point where you're like, now, is this even a party or it's a liability, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I don't host parties of my own.
Because it's because you end up spending more money than other people who are partying.
Yeah,
with
you're
you
having the least fun. Yeah. It's the least fun to host parties, man. I don't know why people get a kick out of it.
Yeah. What do you think are the most pissing off things while you host a house party?
Oh, just any party. If I host a party,
like
house party,
just like booking a venue and all that.
Yeah. Oh, it's just like for some reason you're not having fun at all because you're always on your toes. You need to make sure everything is there. It's like organizing an event, dude, like a stand-up show.
Yeah, it is.
You just have to make sure that everything is running smoothly and everybody else except you is having fun. Plus, they just finish the party and leave and then you have to clean up after them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then I have a paranoia also. Like, I can't do loud places and stuff. So, and people
right.
talking in my house.
Loud places, you mean you can't be at a club that's loud or you can't come invite people over to your home because you're afraid of everyone making too much noise?
You know what? Both, actually.
Both, okay, right.
Yeah. But mostly the people who come home, dude, I'll be a horrible host. I'm like, don't make noise, don't move the chair, like that.
Yeah,
because like, it's my house. Dude. Like, stop ruining the peace of this. That's why I can't do house parties. But I go to other people's house, I'm extra cautious. That's like, but what if this was my house? I wouldn't treat it like that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm the worst at house party.
Yeah, I think so too. It's not possible. You have to understand, like, you can't host a house party. Like, people have to understand this. This is such a, it's a lesson that's been there throughout the world. Everyone who's hosted a house party at some point has lost their cool.
That's true.
Yeah. I cut you off. You're saying your idea of a...
No, I'm saying what is your idea? What is your idea of a party that actually works?
An idea of a party that actually works is this is a very interesting question because obviously I'm going to give you like one answer that's not normal for people to listen to because I've been a dad in most of the parties, right?
But
ideal party is like you it's only your friends whom you know. There's not like this one dude like, hey, can I bring my friend along, he's staying in my house. No, I don't care about your friend, dude. You make him stay at home only.
Everybody brings a plus one. You don't know who the party is, you don't know who the host is. I've been to a couple of those.
Yeah. And I felt
bad for the owners.
Yeah.
And like I was not even the person who was going to the house party.
Mm-hmm.
I was that person's friend's friend. And we just happened to meet at the bar and the alcohol was over. He was like, hey, I'm going here. Why don't you also come along?
Yeah.
Oh, it was so bad.
So you have no relationship with the guy who's actually there.
Yeah, whose party it is, I don't know anybody. Whose house they're going to, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
So bad.
That has happened, like, I think once, if I can remember very clearly. But I made sure I've been a gentleman and left that party as soon as I can.
Good job. Any final thoughts, Rupert?
No, you always don't want to be, that guy who hangs around too long. You know what I mean?
Yeah. fashionably late and early to leave. That's what you're trying to be.
You just want to no, not really, dude. Like, that only happens if you don't give a shit about the person who's hosting the party. So, but when you and that also happens. Like, sometimes you happen to be at parties where you don't really care about the people you're in which case you should question your life. You should be like, what am I doing? That's a good time to like sit down and have a nervous breakdown. You should have an anxiety attack at that time.
I just walked in for one drink. Yeah, that's it.
why did you walk in just for one drink? Like, what was you, there's something like, as soon as someone tells me that, the first thing I'll tell that person is, no, there is something that you want in this party. Like, you either want to hit on someone who's here,
exactly,
or you want someone to give you something.
or you want to be in the good books of the guy who invited you to the party,
because later you want to capitalize on a favor.
Yeah.
There's something. It's, dude, partying is not that fun, dude. It's like everyone has an intention. Like, at the back of their minds, every single person has an intention. Unless you're really good friends with the person who's there, or are you, that's the only thing. So, like, my ideal version is you just have a set of friends whom you know, or maybe, and they're all celebrating something, and then you have a party, and then whatever happens at the party happens at the party, and it should happen at some place which is not your house, so you can wreck that place that
and then like walk away peacefully.
One of your friends can, you know, break like a pool table accidentally not being a shot. I don't know how that's possible, but it's happened.
But if it has to happen, let it happen.
Let it happen. It's not like my control. Like, why should I come in the way of destiny?
Correct.
Yeah. And that's the best part is like, and then the other thing is like, when everyone's leaving, like, you know, everyone's got to have their own transport figured out. And like, I'm not figuring out anyone. Everyone is transport. Like, if dude, it's your safety. How much ever you're drinking, it's up to you. I'm not going to care about you. If you die that day, then it's okay, man. Like, I've been a good friend so far.
At least you went to the, I went on a high. Like.
Exactly. And what a good way to die. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't. Yeah. Clearly, both of us are not very party people.
Yeah, but what ideally, what would be your definition of a great party? Before the we definition. Wrap this entire episode up. Yeah.
What I think is a great party is, so there should be, I think, concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I call concert parties for me. Like, those are like, because we're doing all the same things you would do at a party, but you have live music, and it's like usually in an open space. The alcohol is free. There's always something happening there. You know what I mean? Like, it's a happening place to be.
Yes. And it's also a band that you are into or that you like or a fan of. Yeah,
exactly. That's the best way. And at some point, even if you're a rock band or a pop band or a jazz band, you try to get the dance, you get the crowd to groove.
You always do. Yes.
Yeah. So I think those are the best places. You don't have to worry about clutter, sound, noise.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's perfect. I'm telling you. Everybody should just go to concerts.
And also the coolest part of going to a concert, right, is that you meet a lot of people whom you have not met in ages, because they also happen to be at the same concert, because like, especially if the band is really famous, right?
That's true.
And because the music is loud, you don't even have to have a huge conversation with them, dude. You can be like, hey, how's it going? What's that? You're doing well? All right? Yeah.
All right. Very good. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Nice to see you. That's all. And you're off, dude.
It's beautiful.
And then you can tell.
Yeah, the amount of people I've met.
In a bad party would have happened, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the amount of people I met at the Slash concert, whom I just waved from far away.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful, dude. And it's still like you care about them. That's the best part.
Yeah, like I acknowledge your presence, but that's how much you get. Yes.
All right. Okay. Cool, man. This has been great.
Yes, open path. We should do this again in a week.
Again in a week. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Thank you, Rupin. See you. Bye bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.